lot too, because Timmy, I think, cracked into that top eight, top four last year. Forgive me, Timmy, if I'm forgetting. I know it was his best contest finish at the Vic, and he goes, yeah, I'm really stoked. So we were really stoked for Timmy getting that. All right, you guys. So 4:46 p.m., we're nearing the end of the show, but we still got time. Now, these guys are world-class skimboarders. They are. They're amazing skimboarders. Brandon Sears and Blair Conklin. You guys know that. It's well documented. What you don't know is they do some other competitions on the side. And we got involved in one not too long ago. We had to go all the way down to Florida, and it was in the swamps. It's kind of gnarly. And it was myself. It was Blair. It was BCS. And Gnu was there. But it's probably easier just to go cut to the tape, because my good man, Bob Cloverfield, roving reporter for the Can of Worms show, he was down there, and he captured the whole thing. We're all back here safe. You notice there's one guy not in the room. Just never know what's going to happen. Let's see what Bob's got. Bob? And good afternoon. Welcome to the 2023 Gator Pond Balance Beam Anvil Chucking Contest. It's your guy, Bob Cloverfield. People think I sound a lot like Worm and might even resemble him. I say that's nothing but a lie. I'll break it down for you. It's pretty simple. We got all the way down here to the swamps of Florida, and our four competitors in the final four, it's Glenn Gnu Cecil, looking a little wounded from last time. It's Brandon BCS OES Sears, Blair Conklin, and Garth the Worm Wyckoff. Now, all three of these competitors have already gone, but I'll explain what happened. They have a choice of picking up a regulation anvil or a forging anvil. And of course, by typical weight, blacksmith anvils weigh anywhere from 75 to 500 pounds. And the competitors have a choice of which one they're going to utilize. And if they're using a forging anvil, those generally range from 7 to 200 pounds. And I think that's where we know Gnu's going to go. Pretty simple. You need to pick up the anvil. You need to itch your way across that balance beam. And there are gators down there. They're live. They're feisty. They're mean. Now, again, earlier, Gnu hasn't gone part of it. Earlier, Worm went ahead. He had a great pace. He itched across, and he used a 400-pound anvil. He chucked it 420 feet, and that's a pretty good mark. BCS, can't forget about him. He saw the work Worm did. He, too, went with the 400-pound anvil. Very athletic. He's a skimboarder. He inched his way across. He, too, threw the anvil just short, came up at 411 feet. And then Blair Conklin, a little bit of a wiry guy, but we liked his form. He took a deeper stride. He went with a lighter anvil, but that's him. He was being smarter, lighter, faster, smoother, but what cost him, it was the lighter weight, deeper throw. He went 433 feet, but still, Worm's looking pretty good. Can we get an applause for that? That's good. All right, that's good. You guys weren't supposed to be on site. And now we'll go live with Gnu. So this is it, you guys. It's the 2023 Gator Pond Balance Beam Anvil Toss. It looks like Glenn Gnu Cecil is saying goodbye to his family like he typically does. A hug and a kiss there, and again, some sort of strange note. Okay, so Gnu, wearing just trunks. Again, his favorite attire. Nope, those are the Speedos. Letting me know right there. So Gnu is stepping up. Now, Gnu has some big feet. I'm worried about the balance beam, and it's a little bit slipperier from the earlier contestants, if he can just get to the other side. So Gnu, we'll let him go live. Gnu is going over to the anvils. He's deciding to pick up. He thinks he's strong. He's going to go with the 500-pound anvil. That's the big boy. Go ahead and get yourself some Gnu. Gnu looks like he's been doing a little bit of weightlifting, but there's a lot of stitches from the last competition. Gnu inching his way across. Now, they've added Cranky and Meanie into the Gator Pond. And if you should fall, we do not have any Gator wrestling attendants on site. So here goes Gnu. He needs to get to the other side of the beam. Throw that anvil. He needs to beat 433 feet to beat all these contenders. Let's go, Gnu. Let's see what he's got. Gnu inching his way across now. He's struggling with the anvil. He's wobbling just a little bit. It looks like it could. Oh, he catches himself. No, Gnu's in the water. Gnu's down. Gnu's down. Here comes Cranky. Cranky's got him in a gator roll. Gnu's fighting back. There's no chance for Gnu. I don't care how good he can skim. He's going down. Here comes the mother and father gator. I don't know what to call them. Mammy and Pappy. Louisiana born here in Florida, and they're getting after him. It's a three gator tango going down, and suddenly you've lost the Bob Cloverfield voice. Oh my God, turn away. Everybody should just call for an ambulance now. He's lost 14 limbs and 15 toes. It's not going to be good for Glenn Gnu Cecil. Submerged, bloody water. He's dead. No, I'm not. I'm just kidding. He'll be all right. Meanwhile, Gnu struggles to get to the edge of the pond. He's crawling out. They're coming to his assistance. I see BCS and Worm and Blair enjoying a Louisiana cocktail down in Florida and having a good old time. So for the 2023 Gator Pond Balance Beam Anvil Toss, it's Bob Cloverfield. We'll go back live in studio. Someone call an ambulance. All right. Well, thank you very much. Can I get a little love for that right there? Come on.
Wow.
Is that it?
That was a good one, Worm.
Oh, it really was kind of a bit of a struggle. So GNU loses in these competitions, but I appreciate you guys being there. What was you like most about throwing the anvil? Did you hurt your back at all doing that?
Yeah, I had to go see a chiropractor for the last couple months after that one.
I don't even know what an anvil is.
No, it's a black. So, you know, Bob Cloverfield, he went into it. They're used for blacksmiths. They shape metal and they forge things, and you've got to be good. But he fell right into it. I think it's a good time to take a break and crack in a tune. We're getting a little iry on the Can of Worms show, but we're having a fun. Blair Conklin, Brandon Sears, they are in studio with me. Can of Worms show on the KXFM 104.7. We're streaming live on the Instagram feed with Brandon. So we got that going on. I'm going to play. What am I going to? You know what? Sometimes you just got to wonder, where do the children play, you guys?